Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When I hear the word bully, I always think of kids on a playground, but some recent events challenge that perception. Jonathan Martin was an offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. He's 6'5", 312 pounds, 24 years old, and in really good shape, but he quit the team because he was bullied. Just to be clear, the term bullying gets used a lot, and not everyone understands it. Being bullied does not mean having a disagreement or even a single fight. Bullying is a behavior pattern that reflects an imbalance of power. This can be achieved through physical abuse or intimidation, emotional abuse, even intellectual intimidation. It typically represents a higher social status person or persons exerting inappropriate influence on someone with less status. So in the schoolyard, an older kid picks on a younger kid, or a bigger kid picks on a smaller kid. But in the adult world, bullying is not just based on size or age. It's based on status and power and a sense of privilege. In the Dolphin locker room and on the field and off, Martin was being harassed and threatened by several senior players, especially fellow lineman Richie Incognito. I've seen a couple of videos of that guy, and he has the wrong last name. There is nothing incognito about his behavior. They left insulting and threatening emails and messages. They even extorted $15,000 from Martin for a trip to Las Vegas, then didn't include Martin on the trip. Martin snapped, resigned, and went public. Team management appears to have taken it seriously, and Incognito's been suspended for his conduct. I know some of you are thinking that being bullied is just a part of life, that it comes along with being on the playground or being in the locker room. That kind of thinking is wrong, and it's what allows bullies to keep on bullying. Martin is a role model. He knew he didn't have to put up with it, and he got out and he spoke the truth. A recent example of another poor role model will be playing this Sunday, Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman. I'm not sure if you got to see his unsportsmanlike tirade following the 49ers game, but in 30 seconds, Sherman demonstrated what is wrong when people think their position entitles them to say anything they want. I've seen numerous long explanations from Seahawks supporters rationalizing or minimizing his comments. They think it's important to point out that he's intelligent with a degree in speech communication. Well, his professors must be very proud. They also point out that he supports charities and foundations. That's a tax write-off, and it doesn't excuse poor behavior. Some other poor conduct followed the State of the Union address. New York Congressman Michael Grimm was being interviewed on camera by a TV reporter who took the opportunity to question Grimm's ethics allegations. What happened next got caught on tape. Grimm threatened to throw the reporter off the blanking balcony and said he'd break him in half like a child. He sounded serious. What do these all have in common? They all issued public apologies, and they each had their behavior made public. That may be an important part of calling out a bully and showing that bullying is not a normal part of life. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.